You're listening to Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. This is where real faith meets real training. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play Music to get instant notifications when new episodes are available to stream. You can also visit our website, PraiseChapelLasVegas.com, to find out more info about PCLV and visit our event tab to see what's going on this month. Lastly, like our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at PC Las Vegas. Thank you again and enjoy the message.
Since, but never in hearts. Did you guys get that? True friends are never apart, maybe in distance, but never in heart. A friend is always there, no matter where you live. Amen. See, while David was being pursued and hunted by Saul like an animal, Saul's son, Jonathan, befriended David. Awesome story. And today, we're going to discover how to gain relationships. Listen. How to gain relationships in the midst of our trials. I mean, when you go through some bad times, you need a friend. Come on. We need friends, guys. And sometimes, you know what? I know that maybe in the past you've been hurt by friends or people that say that they're your best friend and not really, amen. Because you got to understand that we need friends in the midst of our trials. I think in the midst of our trials is when God, listen, when God will bring you a friend. See, we naturally love relationships because we are made in the image of God, who is a God that is what? Relational. He's a relational God. God loves us to desire, to fellowship, to love, and to connect with each other. See, God brought me, my friend, my best friend, in my darkest hour. When my marriage seemed uncertain, when I've been backslidden for 10 years and then give my life back to the Lord, God brought me my friend, my best friend, Barbella. Though he became my leader, God brought him into my life to be my best friend. A friend that led me to the sinner's prayer. God, you be in my life, bring victory into my life. Where David told me, you got a friend in me. This is a friend that stood it. And we became friends, so he parted and passed away. And it really hurt me when my best friend passed away. I tried to replace it with another friend, and that friend hurt me. Became my best friend, but hurt me and treated me differently towards the end of our relationship. And from there, it's been kind of hard to get a best friend again. My wife has been my friend. I said, my wife has to be my best friend. You know, and I haven't found that right man in my life. And you guys are all my friends, guys, but I'm talking about a guy that we just bound. Amen. I haven't found that, you know, because best friends are hard to get sometimes. But sometimes, you know what, as I look at the life of David, sometimes reflects me that I can't let that stop me from finding a friend. Can somebody say amen? So let's look at some steps in this two-part series, amen. Steps that will make friends last forever. How many want that? Come on. I know that all of us need friends. Come on, somebody. It's okay to nod your head, amen. We need friends. You know, listen, a good friend knows all your best stories, but your best friend lived them with you. Come on. This best friend lived with me, knows all my stories because he was there with me. Amen. And today I'm just going to give you one step. Today I'm going to give you, I'll give you the next steps next week. Amen. So you got to come back for that. Amen. But this one's a big one. This is a big step here. Amen. The first step, amen. Great friends, listen, take action. They initiate the relationship. Come on. In order to have friends, you got to what? Be a friend. See, a lot of people are waiting for the friend to come to them. And how many know that sometimes that doesn't work? You got to initiate it. You gotta be a friend. Come on, somebody. You gotta go out of your way, amen. And there's some people that do a great job at that, and there's others that just don't. They're shy. No, if he really likes me, she really likes me, he'll come to me. Like you're some God or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is, amen. And you know, you ever get that feeling, man, I like to talk to him, and then something holds you back, or the devil just lies to you. They don't like you. We get lied to in our minds so much. If we can just be a people that just take the initiative. Initiate means to cause the beginning of something or to start something, to establish, to institute, to pioneer. How many know friendship is a pioneer work, church? Hallelujah. See, you got to understand relationships are built by those who would take a little risk, get out of their comfort zone, and initiate relationships. Our model for our church, for Praise Chapel, is win. Right here in our church is win, build, serve, and send. All that, church, is built by relationship. We need relationship, church. Us coming together tonight, let me tell you, that's all relational. It's people coming together, working together as a team. Come on, somebody say amen. See, when you look at the life of Jonathan and David, now Jonathan was an heir to the throne. Come on, he was next in line. Why? Because he saw Saul's son. Of course, he's going to be the next king. But David was anointed to be the next king by Samuel. David was chosen by God. Now, you would think that these two men, come on, that they're going after the same thing, that these two men will have major conflicts. Come on, that they would never get along, amen, because they're going after the thing. They'd be competing for the next throne, to be the next king, amen. They'd be staring each other down, talking smack. I'm the next king. No, I'm the next king. Don't forget you, I am. I'll be the next great leader. Well, I'm a leader too. No. We get competitive, church. And you would think that these two men would do that, amen. Yet, as you read the story, they had a strong, healthy, non-competitive relationship. Listen, it wasn't David that went to Jonathan and said, hey, you want to be buds? No, it was Jonathan. Come on, the guy that should be in line to be the king, he befriended David. Jonathan took the initiative and reached down to David in a time in his life where he needed a friend. He knew what his dad's plans were. He knew he was there when dad was off there. I'm going to kill him. I got to get this guy. I want to find this guy. He would run out there and say, my dad's mad at you, dude. He better run, bro. He was a friend. 1 Samuel 18:3, New Living Translation says this. After David had finished talking with Saul, he met Jonathan, the king's son. And there was an immediate bond between them, for Jonathan loved David. One translation says that Jonathan became chained to David. NIV says that Jonathan became one spirit with David and loved him as himself. Another translation says that Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his very own soul. Another translation said that they made a solemn pact, which means a serious agreement between them. These guys became best friends right from the get-go. Come on, came out of that meeting, amen, met Saul, Jonathan, and said, man, you're a cool dude. You're a cool dude. I mean, they just got along. And they promised each other that I'll have your back. You ever had a friend like that? Solemn pack, buds for life, you know. I had a few good friends along the way, and we just drifted apart. Growing up in the neighborhood, I had a friend, amen, and named Bobby, amen, that I always be at his house. And they thought, you know, man, I had a girlfriend. He goes, man, you're over at Bobby's house more than me, you know. He was the best friend. I had another friend, amen, that became friends, amen. His name was Lonnie, amen, and he got shot and was paralyzed, and I don't know what drew me to him like that. We grew up on the same neighborhood, but then in part when his life needed a friend, I became his friend. going through that time, and then he ended up passing away as well, amen. And then my best friend, David Arabello, amen. It seems like every time I get a friend, they die, amen. So I don't want to, that's why I'm really hesitant about getting a best friend, amen. I don't want to, I say, hey, you're going to be my best friend. No. I heard about you, amen. We can be friends, amen, but don't put best in front of it. See, friends show love in times of trouble, not just times of happiness. You see, Jonathan took the initiative. Jonathan became one spirit with David, and they made a covenant because he loved David. Jonathan and David made an agreement before God. Now, covenants, you got to understand, are serious. Today, people don't value covenants. Back in the Old Testament days, amen, when you made a covenant with somebody and you broke it, you know what happened to you? You died. They killed you. You broke something here. So you're done. How many know that marriages, if I can hit on marriages a little bit, are covenants? It's a three-party covenant agreement between you, your spouse, and God. Come on. Now, people look at marriage that if it doesn't work out, oh, well, divorce. Amen. You can try it again with somebody else. Why somebody would do that, I don't know. I mean, we have signs all over Vegas along the freeway that says, quick, easy, painless divorce. Call 1-800, you be gone. That's cold. Right to the point. You be gone. Hallelujah. See, our society, come on, has taken covenants much too lightly today. Covenants between people is serious business. It's agreement that's sealed between two or more people. It is a pledge. When I perform marriage ceremonies, amen, in the vows that I have them repeat each other, amen, one of them is, I pledge my life and all I am to you. In other words, I make a covenant with you. I want you to stand up if I married you. Married? Revows? Come on, you rededicate. I did a revow for you guys. Stand up. I want you to look at your spouse right now and say, if your spouse is not here, just say it in the air. She'll feel it. Say, I make a covenant with you. It's meant to last forever. Now, I want all marriages to stand, whether I married you or not. And I want you to repeat that to your spouse. I want you to say, all of us say it again one more time with everyone, every marriage. Say, I make a covenant with you. It is meant to last forever. Look at her eyes. Look at his eyes. Come on, look at him. I'm sorry. I make a covenant with you. It's meant to last forever. Give your spouse a kiss, amen? Come on, who said kissing is not allowed in church? I didn't say tear it up. I said kiss. I remember one time we were having a concert and Jason Frosty was rapping, amen? And there was people in the back row macking it. I'm like, what? They think they're at a concert, amen? I said, what's wrong with these guys? But they were... Do they use the term macking? I don't know. They were macking it, amen. I was like, man, one face is almost gone. I was like, whoa, man, we got sinners in the house today. Listen, we can choose wrong friends. Come on. And they'll mess up your life. You ever chose wrong friends? Don't. Just understand that we can choose wrong friends, amen. But most of the problems can be traced to people that we have made a covenant with. Have you ever had a good friend or friends tell you, I got your back, bro. I got you. Got you, girl. We're besties forever. Whatever you guys do, I don't know. You're besties forever, and then they end up turning their back on you, or you turn their back on them, and then now they become your enemies. You know what happened there? You broke a covenant. You allow something to come in between you that has broken a covenant that you have made growing up. I mean, my wife, this friend's 40 years. They made a covenant. They became friends. They didn't forget that. Amen. And now, you know, 39 years going on 40 years now, that they're still friends. Psalms 55, 12 says in the New Living Translation, says this, it is not an enemy who taunts me. I can bear that. It is not my foes so arrogantly insult me. I can hide from them. Instead, it's you, my equal, my companion, my close friend. Psalms 27:19, New Living Translation says this, as a face is reflected in water, so your heart reflects the real person. Listen, the type of friend you are is the type of friend you'll attract. What kind of friend are you? What kind of friend are you? You see, we all need relationships. Come on. No, I don't need no one, Pastor. No, I'm a Lone Ranger. Shut up. The Lone Ranger even had Tonto. See, you may say, I don't need a relationship, but those that say that, let me tell you, they've been hurt in the past, and you have given up on trying to find friends. You just chose the wrong friends, amen, instead of finding the right, praying to God for the right friend to come in your life, amen. But if you close yourself out and say, I don't need nobody, you become lonely and bitter and grumpy in life. Those people, statistically speaking, die quicker. Let me tell you, I want some friends, amen. I won't look for best friends, don't worry. Just friends, amen. Friends will keep me going, amen. Because I already found my best friend. It's my wife. Bing! I got a point, and those who come to marriage tomorrow, you're going to understand what points are, amen. If you want to come tomorrow, amen, how to get some points. Because God made us, listen, to be relational. When Jonathan died, David was never the same. If you really read the story of David, and this is why I'm trying to, it compares to me. Because of Jonathan's death, amen, who took the initiative to make a covenant relationship with David, after he became king, he didn't take initiative of any area of covenant relationships to nobody. And that caused most of David's downfalls. Because bottom line, we need friendships, listen, to help us guide us. Friends help guide you, help you, and talk you straight. And if you have no friends, you're going to make some silly mistakes. Come on, somebody. I know that we pray to God and so forth, but let me tell you, you need some friends. You need somebody with skin that can talk to you, that you can hear and says, don't do it, dummy. You need some friends. Friends can talk to you like that. See, we need friends to guide us. See, when Jonathan died, David didn't look for friendships like that. He was a king. He had great victories. God was with him. But he made a lot of mistakes because there wasn't a friend guiding him. Jonathan was that friend. Bottom line is that we need relationships. Can somebody say amen? How many ever seen the movie Castaway? You can get that. Where's my son at? You can get that clip ready. Throughout the movie, Tom Hanks made a relationship with a volleyball. That volleyball's name was Wilson. Amen. Check out this clip, baby. Here he is fighting with a volleyball. Throws him out and freaks out because he's gone. But this shows you the need that we need friends. This volleyball that was part of the the leftover of the airplane crash, as he looked at it, and if you guys remember how Wilson was created, he was trying to start fire, cut his finger, got the volleyball, threw it out, showed a hand, and he says, "Hey, I'm gonna make a friend." And but that volleyball kept him sane for all the years that he was on that island, because we need friends. So how do we do that? How do we secure relationships? I'm going to give you 2 points real quick, and I'll end, and I'll give you some steps next week. Amen, if you come back. First, listen, the first thing you got to do if you want to secure relationships, talk to God about initiating a relationship. Ask God, "God, sometimes, have you ever asked that? God, can you bring me a friend? I need a friend. God, who should I, who's my friend? Who, show me a friend." God, ask, start to pray. Help me to initiate that friendship. Help me be the one. Help me not to be the one that waits. Help me to be the one that initiates. Well, man, that's a song right there. Wait, initiate? Yeah, okay. I'll write a song later. Listen, God has great relationships in store for you. You got to understand that. There's no question about it. No matter how many bad ones that you had, or how quiet you are, or how loud you are, God has a friend for you. Somebody say, "For me." For you. God has a friend for you. You know, if you're married, your wife or your husband should be your best friend. But sometimes we need male friends and we need girlfriends. Not the guy to the girl, but the girl to the girl and the guy to the guy, you know. "I'm going to go find a girlfriend." No, no, you can't do that. Guys don't need girlfriends. Amen. They can be friends, but not, you know what I'm talking about. So don't get confused. "Well, I got to go look for a friend. Pastor said, this is my friend. Do you like her?" You know, don't do that. Or vice versa. Ladies, hallelujah. Let me tell you, God has a friend for you. Come on, if you're sitting in this room today and say, "Man, I got no friends," it's because you have not initiated friendship. Come on, if you're lonely, then look for a friend. Ask God to give you a friend. Come on, because God wants to give you a friend, because in those hard times, you need a friend, church. Let me tell you, in my hard times, God brought a friend, a best friend into my life that helped me and launched me out where I'm at today. It's because of David Arabello, of course, God Almighty, why I stand here before you, because God brought me a friend. When I made that altar call, when I walked down from the altar after being backslidden for 10 years, amen, knowing that I need to get my life together and negotiating with God and telling God, and God saying, "You know what, trust me, believe in me, son, and I'll put your life together." And when I reached that altar, I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to trust you." And he says, "Well, lift up your head and don't put it down, because meet your new friend. He's going to be your best friend." And when I lifted my head, David Arbello was there to lead me to the sinner's prayer and said, "That's your best friend." So he answered my prayer right on the spot. If you need a best friend, you're looking for somebody, pray to God. You got to take the initiative. And somebody say amen. David became the friend. David tells me, "You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me." And let me tell you, those words that he said to me, the encouragement, he never stopped. He became my best friend to the very end. Now, almost 16 years of his passing, I still talk about him, because that's how much of an impact that he made in my life. His family means the world to me. His kids, now older, talk about me and David, the friendship that we have. And there's things that I let him in. Every time I see him at a harvester's, I show him a little thing that God has shown me in David's life that bring a joy to them, because I'm talking about their dad, my friend. We need friendships. Because God has a covenant, relational plan for your life. There's somebody there that God has in store for you. See, great thing about new friends is that they bring new energy to your soul. You ever met that friend and all of a sudden you're just laughing all the time? You're smiling. You guys just, there's life. You were dead and dry. Now someone came into your life and now you have someone to laugh and share and talk and cry. There's something happens when new friends come into your life. You need to ask, you need to pray for God to help you to initiate relationships. You got to be the initiator. You got to pursue it. You got to go for it. And let me tell you, when you do, and when God shows you, let me tell you, that person's going to be there by your side to help you through. Don't focus on what happened in the past. Don't focus on burnt relationships, guys. Those are gone, and they may have been good, but they're gone. Ask God for godly relationships and godly friends. Don't make a best friend with the world. That's a problem with a lot of Christians do. They find a best friend, but they're not saved. You've got to find a Christian brother, sister that will be a friend. Those are where true friendships come, guys. They have the same perspective. Get somebody that's seasonal. Somebody that's planted right, rooted right. Now, don't get a flake. I'm not looking around at anybody, amen. You know what I'm talking about? Get someone seasoned. If you're going to pour your life into somebody, you want somebody solid that can handle what you throw at them and not freak out and say, I don't know, divorce her. You get somebody in the church like that, it's not seasoned, they're going to give you the bad advice. You got to get someone solid, someone that is seasonal. Come on. Second, real quickly, take the risk. Take the risk. Once you pray, once you ask, then step out. Do what you need to do. Start somewhere, church. But you say, where? Well, where? Life Connect groups, men and women gathering. Invite someone over. Take someone to lunch. Take someone to breakfast, dinner, amen. Invite somebody to fellowship, to the movies, bowling, ice cream, swimming. Come on, whatever it is. But pray and take the initiative. You have to step out. Well, I don't like doing that. How about if they say no? Then you move on to the next person. Or maybe, I don't know who you prayed to. If God showed you them, then they're the right person. You know, just go up to them and say, you know what? We're going to be best friends. I'm sorry. No, pretend it's, I'm not me. Not me. You, it's you. Put your face there. She says, I'm scared. I don't want to die. My wife should be worried. Amen. Hallelujah. But no, we got it cool. The dying part's over with. Amen. But go. You ever have that feeling? Yeah, you know what? That's what happened. They were in sixth grade when they connected. And they just came and said, we're going to be friends. We're going to be buds. And they just became buds. You know, if you feel something in someone and you like them, and man, they're just a cool couple, they're just a cool person, go up and say, you know what, man? You know, you may think I'm nuts or something, but we're going to be best friends, buddy. Really? Yeah, yeah. You watch, I got your back. You're going to see. You're going to love me. You're going to love me. You got to take the initiative. There's another one. I don't want to die. There's another one. Sister and brother, amen. Hallelujah. You got to pray, and you got to take the initiative. And somebody say amen. I'm going to close today. This first step is the big one. That's why I wanted to spend some time here. I'm going to give you some other steps along the way to be how to make relational friendships last forever. Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk about those. Let me end with this. A true friend accepts you who you are. but also helps you to become who you should be. One of the Beatles songs sang, I get by with a little help of my friends. Amen. Let's all stand up.